Radio Bilingüe presents Sounds of California, a series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. What is the music of home when you live on a different continent than your ancestors? And how can we use music to heal the wounds of slavery or migration? A concert in the historic Bayview Opera House in San Francisco explored these questions by bringing together four music groups with roots on different continents, but who all call California their home. All of these groups use music to heal and to connect with other cultures in California. I'm Zadie Stavely. The voices and drums of the Awon Ohun Omnida Choir reverberate in the Bayview Opera House. This music is much more than a performance. It's a connection to their ancestors. And that's particularly important because, unlike other ethnic groups, African Americans were violently separated from their ancestors' culture, says Wanda Ravernell, director of Omnira Institute.
Other immigrants, they bring something with them and they get to keep it. We didn't keep that. We didn't get to keep language. We didn't get to keep much of anything. With this generation, we became curious about Africa. And we didn't go back to Africa, but Africa found us.
The musicians of Omnida were able to learn something about the culture and traditions of their ancestors when they learned about the music of the Orishas, played in spiritual ceremonies in Cuba. The music came to Cuba from West Africa. Now, Omnida seeks to connect African Americans with their ancestors' spirituality. They also offer this music to families whose loved ones were killed by police. Member and singer Davina Estrella Ramey says the force of the ancestors heals because they too suffered unspeakable brutality.
We are prayer warriors. We are singing warriors. We are warriors that are kind of trying to bring a salve, like a balm, of our songs and our dances and our ways back to our community that have been lost. And that's a way of giving closure.
Farewell, land, stay gone. Farewell.
I hate to see you go.
Farewell, land, stay gone. Farewell.
Bye, bye.
Farewell, land, stay gone. Farewell.
Farewell.
The Awon Ohun Omnida Choir also incorporates songs from the Ring Shout, an African-American tradition from the Georgia Sea Islands. Wanda Ravernell says the tradition has a lot in common with the Cuban ceremonies.
I had read about ring shout all my life. I had read about, you know, that the source of African-American music was the ring shout, but that was a word. I had never seen it when I saw it. And since I had been at ancestor ceremonies by then, we were able to put those two together and feel confident, being able to now say to African-Americans, look, there's this and this. We didn't lose all of it.
Farewell, farewell.
The African American community, they really like hypnotized me because they always inspired me with the things that they could do because they changed an entire country. They changed their laws.
This is 21-year-old Ishik Berfin, who came to California from Turkey when she was 5. She and her mother, Özden Österprak, are Zazas, an ethnic group that has suffered violent repression in Turkey. Some of the songs this mother and daughter sing tell of the genocide the Zaza people suffered in Turkey. Berfin says for them, music is a form of freedom of expression.
We're not allowed to really speak our language in Turkey, nor are we allowed to sing in those languages as well. So we start doing music. Although they try shutting down a lot of the music, televisions or the radios, we still try to do it, you know, worldwide.
Berfin's mother, Özden Österprak, says it is an honor to be able to sing with her daughter.
She's saying that when I'm with her, she feels whole, like she feels like she's at home, and I'm her inspiration to keep on going.
Berfin says it is beautiful to be able to share their culture freely in the United States. And that's pretty much what a group of teenagers from Mexico and Central America were looking for, too, when they organized at San Francisco's Lincoln High School to get a Latino music band. 18-year-old Beatriz is from Mexico.
We needed something like to feel like proud, and so we decided to have a band. At first, it was hard because we didn't have the support. They thought that we were just playing.
It's pretty clear now that these kids were definitely not just playing.
Tiene una fuerza especial estos. No, son fuertes.
Miguel Gouveia is the musician the school hired to teach the band class.
They've come through a lot to be here. These kids have to grow up really fast to get through the difficulties and the challenges of just getting here safely, surviving. So they are very mature, and once they decide they want to do something, I think they're very motivated. They can get pretty much do anything.
The kids in the band are from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Mexico. Some of them came to the U.S. 10 years ago, others 5 years, 2 years. One just got here 3 months ago. All four members of Gouveia's family also teach in the public schools. So Gouveia says it felt natural to invite the students to play with his family.
I'm a musician first and foremost, and it's led me to so many great things in the community, my family, everything else. If I can share that with them, it's something that can make you feel better, make the community feel better, healing.
The students, too, say they're proud to be able to share the stage with the Peña Gouveia family. Gouveia and his wife, Susan Peña, have made music a family tradition. They play together with their two daughters, Cecilia on trumpet and Renee on accordion. The last group of the afternoon is also building bridges between generations and between cultures. The AUCO Vietnamese Cultural Center's youth ensemble is made up of children, teenagers, and adults who play ancient instruments from Vietnam. They start with a traditional Vietnamese song, the rice drum. Van Ein Vo O is the master artist of the group. She's won an Emmy for her work and has played with famous groups like the Kronos Quartet. She says she's been playing traditional music since she was 6 years old.
I felt that it's very fortunate, almost even like I had a time machine to go, you know, go back in time to really see what happened in the past and understand and appreciate the beauty. But then as I am living now in this century, I want to do music that shows the identity of our country, but then it has to speak like, let's say, Californians or Americans' voice.
The Californian voices she incorporates into her work are as diverse as the state's population. Today, the group plays this song that's well known in the Latino music world.
Of our friends from other communities start to clap because they didn't expect that we would include their culture in our own presentation. So that's our message. We want to use music as a platform to open discussion and learn about each other.
And in that vein, AUCO culminates the concert with an interpretation of a song everybody knows. It's a good metaphor for the concert itself, and for California today. a crowd of children and adults playing a beloved rock song on instruments invented thousands of years ago on another continent. Music is truly a time machine today, connecting the ancestors to Californians today with all of their different sounds. For Radio Bilingue, I'm Zadie Stabley. This feature is a production of Radio Bilingue in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. It's part of Sounds of California, a radio series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. Support was provided in part by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional support comes from the California Arts Council. This is Radio Bilingue.